Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight happenings at the primary level. On this week's program, Education Ministry rolls out digital classroom project. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned to hear more. Over 9,000 students from 10 primary schools across the island are to benefit under an initiative aimed at increasing access to ICT learning tools and promoting digital learning among children in vulnerable communities. The initiative, dubbed the Digital Mobile Classroom Project, is an offline educational platform that will enable schools to have access to digital resources to improve the quality of education. The project is being implemented by the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information in partnership with the Organization of American States, Inter-American Telecommunication Commission. State Minister in the Ministry, Floyd Green, says the project falls directly in line with the government's plan of improving access to quality education, especially in rural communities.
To break down barriers that really stop some of our children from really getting the most from education. And those of us across the Caribbean, we are small states, but we do have significant rural populations that have significant issues with access to education. Still, this is one of the things that we want to address. And it will help us to strengthen the teaching profession.
In addition to increasing access to education, the minister says changing teaching methods to meet the learning needs of students is equally important.
There is a reality that the children now, they are so in tune with the technology that it is amazing. So we cannot afford that when they encounter the education system, that's almost as if we're retarding their technological advancement. We have to ensure that our education system is up to speed with the level that they are traveling at in relation to technology.
The digital classroom will serve as a bridge between technology and enhanced learning experience for students. It will also give teachers access to more learning tools.
That would ensure that we put the technology in the hands of the students and the teachers. As I said, this is the step in the right direction. This is what we need to quickly close that digital divide, to ensure that at the fingertips, especially in rural communities, that we will have the technology to bring the curriculum alive. And that our children will now become engaged in a different sort of way that will really give us a better outcome.
The project will begin with a pilot in 10 primary schools to be rolled out by June this year.
One of the things that I really liked about the program is that it speaks of offline solutions, which we know we still have a problem with connectivity in a lot of our rural areas across the Caribbean. So the concept of the children being home, not having internet, but still able to access the information because of the offline platform, for me is a game changer in what we want to achieve in education.
State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green. Schools involved in the pilot include St. George's, St. Annie's, Denhamtown, Jonestown, Trenchtown, and Clancarthy Primary Schools, Michael Practicing and Windward Road Primary and Junior High, all in Kingston, as well as St. John's and Spanish Town Primary in St. Catherine. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know, and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.